Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Larry?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Larry, how's it going, man? My name is Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Happy to hear that, man. So let me just confirm a couple of things, make sure I got everything correct. So for areas, see Nassau, Suffolk County. So depending on the work, obviously, but up to 50 miles if it was, right, a bigger job, but smaller jobs, obviously, a little closer, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then you guys do have the website. It looks good. Okay. And then what about the Angie's or the Home Advisor listing? Is that something new, or are you guys still working with them?
Yeah, I'm actually about to reallocate my funds for my marketing and advertising.
For a change from them? Or
Yeah, those people are not the type of clientele I'm looking for. Those clientele, they're really looking for bargains, and I don't bargain with my price because I know my worth and I know
right.
what I can do. I'm not bargaining with folks. And
no,
that,
it makes
that website
sense.
Lower end.
For sure.
Yeah,
I've heard that a lot about Angie's, actually. And Yelp, too, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, and of course. These are just people really just fishing for the lowest.
Right. And unfortunately, that's how people are these days,
kind of,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, I can't blame them, right? It is what it is.
Right? It is what it is. This actually, so I can totally understand that 100%. Now, the thing about this is, now, of course, we know that's where people search, right? 90% of people, they search on Google. But also using keywords in certain areas and even like maybe demographics, even like income ranges, we can make sure you don't get people like that, right? Because we track everything to make sure that you can avoid tire kickers or whatever you want to call them. Now, we also are going to include not just your first page listing on Google, though, also on all directories, right? So you're on, let's just name a couple, like Yahoo, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, even like Google and voice activated searches like Google Voice or
let me get my marketing manager on the phone because she'll probably.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, have them for sure.
You still there?
Yeah, still here.
Yeah, hold on one second, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
All right. Yeah. Still here.
So I have my marketing slash office manager slash business manager. She wears many hats. I have Nikayla Vesalines on the phone.
Nikayla, pleasure. Yeah, it's Sahak. Sahak. A lot of people just call me Hawk, though. That's fine too.
Oh,
either one is okay. Yeah, Hawk's fine.
And what's the name of your company?
It's called Local Splash. Local as in the area, splash as in water. If you go to localsplash.com, if you're searching right now, it should pop right up. This should be the first one. Been in business about 18 years. They're going on about 11,000 clients currently in the U.S. I think a few in Canada now as well. So basically just the overview. I mean, I was just talking with Larry about your guys' current situation with the Angie's and all that and kind of where we can make some improvements. I wanted to just start off asking, I guess, if you had any questions, since, you know, you probably have a lot of experience with it.
Well, I don't have any questions. I wanted to see what exactly you were you, I'm sorry. I was wanting to see exactly what you're trying to offer for the business.
Yeah. Sure. So basically, the main service is searchability, right? If anyone is going to search for any service that you guys provide within, let's just say, a 50-mile radius, if they use any of those keywords or services that you offer, right, in a search, you pop up as one of those top options. Like, for instance, you know, when you search for a restaurant and you see the map that pops up, there's like 3 to 5 of the top options, so to speak, that pop up on Google, right?
Yeah.
That's where you guys would pop up. So on the first page, when they do any search for, you can have up to 15 keywords, right? So as long as they're searching within that area for any of those services, you pop up. Then you also are going to be on all the local directories. So, you know, Yahoo, Bing, Better Business Bureau, you know, you name it. I mean, even voice activated searches like Alexa can have up to 67 in total. You don't have to list them all, but I mean, personally, it's at your disposal. We also would include like sponsored ads, Facebook, Google ads. I typically lean towards the Facebook just because they have a lot of great marketing tools like retargeting, and actually the clicks go a long way too. It's only 10 cents per click, so you get a lot. And then you also get like a tech team who's at your disposal, want to run a new promotion, change content, keywords, we're flexible on most things. We have like a team who's there, like, you know, at your disposal. And you also would have like Google Analytics, right? We can actually use that to see what areas you're being found in the most, the keywords you're being found for, help you get more reviews. It's kind of like a dashboard you would have with us. There's even an app we created called Splash Call, so you can actually see it real time on a phone as well. You wouldn't have to log into our website. It's like a fully immersible thing, like a full marketing package.
Okay.
And we also would do work on the site if needed, but it looks like you guys already have one. Do you guys have someone running it?
Yeah, we have someone running the site already.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
I think more so what we're looking for is someone who can get their name out there and set up little things like the Google business page and things like that.
Right.
So that when people Google us, it does look. Yeah. Which,
yep.
So it looks, you know.
Okay. Legit. Right.
I just wanted to look legit, and people want to look like we, you know what we're doing. People are asking,
right,
add
some credibility to it.
We don't have a Google page. Yeah, just so we can see our review. So when people, let me ask you this: when people put a review on the Google business page, would you be able to add that to our website or take it from our website?
Yeah. So the thing with the website, only thing is, if you already have it created, we can't edit. Now we can have a way where it's easier for people to make reviews, like through text messages that we could use that aren't, you know, from the website. But if we do create you a new site, it's obviously customizable and, you know, you get all the bells and whistles. But unfortunately, if it's already made, we wouldn't be able to do any edits or anything like that.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
But again, totally up to you, whichever way you want to go with it. And then, are you guys already verified at all, or have you started the process?
Verified, and what do you mean by verified?
Oh, sorry, I should have been more specific. With Google, sorry.
Oh, that's something that we need to work on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's one of the first things they do, so yeah. I was just wondering where you guys were.
Oh, so you guys will take care of that in this package?
Yeah, it can be kind of a headache, so it's one of the first things that we kind of make sure of is to get the verification, because it does take a little bit of time, and since we're a Google partner, obviously it expedites the process too.
Right.
Okay, and you guys, I'm sorry, I don't know if you said this, but do you do social media as well?
Yeah, so we do Facebook. We can also do Google ads as well, but totally up to you. The package I was going to quote you guys is just the Facebook ads. The main difference is with Facebook ads, you get up to 50 miles, and the clicks are about 10 cents, so it's about a $100 budget, and it goes a long way. With the Google ads, it's about $10 per click. And then you get to 100 miles, though. But you guys are trying to stay pretty close, 50 at the max. So the Facebook should be just fine. It should be sufficient.
Okay. Okay. And what other companies have you done this, done ads for?
So in, I mean, we work with about 11,000 clients currently in the U.S., but as for, I can send you like our client success page. Larry, you're going to be getting this text. It'll have all the companies, well, the ones that are willing to give out their information, but a couple off the top of my head. So, Vivint was a smart home company that did home security. They started with us a while back. Also Extra Space Storage. They were with us about 10 years now. They started off with 4 locations. They're nationwide now. You obviously don't have to go nationwide or anything, but you know, just to give you an idea. And there's going to be a lot of other companies here along with, some other information about the company you're going to get. Larry, you should be getting that now. It's just a link and a text that should come from my number. Let me know if you got that.
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So you'll see that. Maybe you can forward that to her. Now, also, the company itself, they've been in business, like I said, about 18 years. They've been a partner of Google since 2004, I believe. So quite some time. Then also, like I said about the website, it would be, if you wanted, it's fully functional. You can like scheduling and billing for clients. You can even have your pictures, testimonies, like you said, reviews will make it very easy for everything to be manageable, right? So, cause these days it's all about convenience, right? Not just for us, but for the clients too, to find you. And so that's kind of where all this comes into play.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the site.
Yeah, no worries, of course. If you got questions too, let me know.
Yeah. Okay, and did you send Larry the package deals and everything already?
So I was about to go over that with you guys. So I don't think we had a chance. He wanted to bring you on. So now as for the pricing, yeah, so good thing you're on the phone here too. So I'll kind of go over it real quick. So now for up to 50 miles, I think that's going to be good. Now, you guys are within your first 5 years of business, right? You're 2 years in business now?
Yep.
Okay. So if you're within your first 5 years that is considered a new business, they're running a credit called a new in business credit, and that would help with the pricing quite a bit. So just to give you an idea how much, I'll break it down. So what would originally be $599 with a $299 setup fee, the credit brings it down to just $299. And then the setup fee gets brought down to $99, which would include the site. That's basically programming in the site. So just to break that down, instead of it being $898, you're looking at just $398. And then after the first month, since, you know, it's a one-time fee for the programming and the website, it's just $299. So that's the recurring payment, is just $299. Does that make sense?
Per month?
Right, yeah, that keeps you up on the first page, all your ads running, because all your ad spends, everything I went over is included in that. Right, so it's the same every month whether you got 50 calls or 50,000 calls, right? It's not based on clicks or draws or areas that we're targeting. It's just a flat fee monthly that would, you know, basically optimize all of your profiles, because it does, as they say, take a city or a town, a village to run something like that.
Wow.
I think within the first week they to do about 100 man hours, like just building all the profiles and, you know, building your Google business profile, optimizing everything, connecting to your website.
Right. That's actually pretty reasonable.
It's not bad. It's
now,
I mean,
we're talking about $299, right? Not 2000.
Right. Not, no, not $2,099. No, that's quite a bit.
Okay.
I've heard people paying that with Angie's per month sometimes, but
yeah,
no.
That's the next conversation I was going to have with Kayla, is that we need to get off of Angie, because it's like,
yeah,
winning those jobs, man, it's just becoming like they tell you they're only sending one or two people, but you go out to these jobs and you ask the questions like, okay, how many people from Angie has come out? And they're like, yeah, you're like the sixth person from Angie that has called. I'm like, what? Six people?
Exactly.
Like,
so they just pick you guys against each other. And then you're paying for the lead whether you have to get the job
or not.
Whether
you get it or you don't, yeah.
You're right. It could be any sort of reason why, you know, they don't answer, it's the wrong type of job, spam call, whatever. They still charge you, right? So that's where they're making their money. But then a lot of times the company gets left not making many, anything, really, no appointments, no really even talking to anybody.
Yeah, no, that's, at least if you get a lead from Google or something of that nature, it's probably that person directly calling out
exactly.
One or two individuals.
Right, if that, exactly. And that's why most people like it, is because you have control over it, right? When they find you, they're just going to click like you would on any business you found on Google, and then it just calls you directly. So that way you don't have to worry about paying per lead. There's some exclusivity to it, you know, and plus you're getting them in the moment. Like you said, they're doing the search, so it's very high likelihood they want a job done, because that's what we all do. We just search on Google, right, in that moment.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, yeah, Kay, that was something I was going to talk to you about, man. Yeah, Angie is becoming very expensive, and it's not producing the returns and job leads that I thought it would. Like, you call all these people, and they're like, oh, I was just trying to find a price. I'm not really ready to, like, well, I just paid $160 for your lead. You're not ready to do it.
Okay. So, yeah, the Google app will definitely help that.
Yeah, and it's something Kayla was in the process of doing anyway.
Oh, really?
This
okay,
yeah, that was her next step, yeah. So this is perfect timing. At least it kind of frees up her, you know, her time, but it, again, it gives her the authority to have some input on how, you know, how we set
it. Yeah, exactly, because she'll be, you know, any part of it she wants to be a part of, she can be, because it's immersive, right? So if you guys want to run a promotion, change content, keywords, you're seeing something you want to kind of share with the tech team, you know, that might optimize the promotions or whatever. I mean, you're involved in it all. So that way you don't have to just kind of sit back and hope. You can be a part of it and make sure that, you know, it's what you're looking for.
Right.
Okay. And how does the process go if we were to hire you on?
First thing, basically I get an address for the verification, because what they do is they send a postcard in the mail that verifies the company address or whatever type of address it is. Now just keep in mind, that's where your ping is going to be on the map. Now it doesn't have to be listed, like if it's a home address, but that's where the general ping is going to be. The address I'm looking at is 2709 Neera Avenue. Is that going to work for that? Or?
Mm-hmm.
That works? Okay.
Yeah,
And then it'll be your number, Larry, that's listed? The 738-9971?
Yeah, that's the business number,
That is the business? Okay. And then to get a hold of you would be the best number as well, just because obviously there's going to be correspondence with the technicians and stuff. So same number?
You can take my number down, or you can take Nikayla's number down. So from a technician standpoint, she would probably be the best person of that standpoint.
Oh, okay.
But you can have my number, and then I can definitely just get in touch with her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because better whoever it should go to first, that should be the number listed.
Yeah, you can go with my number.
Okay, perfect. And then what's a good email address for you?
Yes, the info@beforeyousayyesny.com. And
so info@beforeyousayyesny.com.
Yep.
And then what's your last name?
My last name, Thomas.
Thomas. Got it. Now, the rest of the process is basically just like the areas you want to show up in. We can have up to 4 counties or 10 to 12 zip codes or cities. Now, it's really just whatever's going to work best for you guys, how you target it. You said you can just get specific as zip codes if you want. Now, as for everything else, like basically the keywords, so you can have up to 15 keywords as long as they are services that you do offer, right? So basically it's all just the logistics, and then once I set everything up, we just process payment. After that, I set you up with the technician. You can do that either later today or, you know, later in the afternoon, maybe tomorrow morning, you know, it's just whatever fits around your schedule.
Yeah, Caleb's probably going to just do a little bit more research on the company to make sure we're 100% comfortable. And then, you know, we could probably try to set up something tomorrow.
Okay, cool. So let's see. So send the email to that one, the info at before you say yes.
Yeah, info at before you say yes. NY.com.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So I'm going to send that here. I'm also going to send a text message. That way you don't have to call through the prompts or email. You could even just text me if you guys got questions or, you know, you're ready to go. You want to set up another call, whatever the case is. So you'll get those right after we get off the call here.
So how many construction companies are you helping in this area? Because, again, don't want you to duplicate the same effort. Like, what makes you so
I'm not
the only construction company you're going to be dealing with in this area.
So actually, as of now, there's a strict Google guideline, okay, that allows us to be a premier partner of them. We can't work with anyone else within that specific area who uses those same keywords or offers the same services. Now, that's as of right now. Say we signed you up, then we can't work with anyone else. Because as of in this moment, we don't have anyone we're working with that's doing using those specific keywords, right? New construction, things like that. So if we sign you up, we'll also close out that area, not work with anyone else who offers those services, and so on and so forth would be the same for, say, another company we might sign up in, you know, before end of day. So it is an open position that we're just looking to fill as soon as possible. Now, once they do, obviously we know the benefits, you know, you get more traction, more calls, because like you have had experience with in the past, when companies share that with a bunch of other different companies, it really just creates a mess and you don't really get as many calls and you end up just canceling the service, right? So that's why we don't do that.
Got it. Okay. All right.
I'll send over that right now as we get off the call, and then what's a good time to follow up when you guys have had some time to take a look?
What time you think tomorrow, okay? Like what? What works for you?
Let's do tomorrow. 2:30, 3 o'clock? What time are you
saying? 2:33? Okay. Yeah, I can do 3. Sounds fine.
Let's do 3.
Yeah, okay. And then should I address the email to Michaela? You're going to be the one reading it, right?
You can address it to both of us, it's fine. Or just the company. We'll read it.
All right, perfect. Yeah, I'm sending that over now, and then you'll get the text shortly after, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, no problem. You have a great day. Yep, okay.
And then in the email, we'll have the breakdown of the payments and everything of that nature, right?
Yeah, everything we just went over, yeah, it's all going to be included. Okay. Right? You'll see the pricing and everything included. Yeah, everything.
All right, cool. Thanks again.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good one. All right, bye.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.